Hi everyone. Hi everyone. Just wait a few more minutes. Are you, Rosa? You're in your somewhere in your car. You look like a. You driving home?
Well, actually, I'm not driving, but
It looks like you're dressed.
I'm being driven, and I have my mask on because I'm in the car with someone.
I see, I see, I
But
see.
I will turn my camera off now
No,
because otherwise
don't.
I disturb everybody. I know
No,
it's like
you don't disturb
so.
us. You can keep it on.
So, but soon I will arrive, so I will settle.
Okay.
Thank you.
Somebody.
Being driven sounds like it's in the spirit of the shrine.
That's right. Okay. Hello, Annie, Linda, Sophia, Hugh, Carmen, Len, Rianne, Helen, Claire. I have to say everybody's name now. Aisha, Dawn, Karen, Hilka, Martina, and Remco. Nice to see you all. All right. I know a few more people are due to come, but we can start without them. So be comfortable as always. Hi, Coco. I'm just going to go remind my lovely stepson that I'm conducting a webinar, that he must be silent. Hold on. Yeah. 8 o'clock. Matthew is forbidden to go on his computer games while I have you all with me, because otherwise it might interfere with the quality of the internet. So that was that exchange. In case you were wondering, he's 21, so that's okay. He can do other things now. All right. So, allowing our eyes to close. And feeling the togetherness as always. And I just wanted to say how grateful I've been. I am, and I have been all along for these gatherings. They have been really sweet. And tonight is the last one for now, and but I'll resume them in September. But I don't know, it feels like the end of a cycle. So I wanted to acknowledge how I've really valued them and each one of you, and thank you. Thank you for the togetherness, because that is our shrine. It gives us the courage and the patience and the curiosity and openness that allow for the deepening of the exploration. So feel that you're not alone right now, and therefore there's a kind of altar that appears out of our coming together, and you can surrender whatever arises to this altar. In other words, you don't have to micromanage your experience. You just lay it down. You offer it moment by moment. Nothing needs to change, nothing needs to dissolve, transform, disappear. All is welcome. In its totality. Including that which you might not feel welcoming towards. Don't impose yourself to feel welcoming, just know that all is welcome, including the feeling of unwelcoming. Including the no, I don't like this. So in a way that you, the little you, the separate self you, or whatever we like to call it, is out of a job right now. Just, you can just sit and enjoy the show until you, I don't know until what. Maybe until you realize that you're made out of a kind of web of experience moment by moment, you, your person, and that in the shrine you can start to let yourself come undone. Your person can come undone. You can let it go. You don't have to direct the show. And feel your body, because it's in the body that often the directing of the show takes place, kind of under the radar. There's a subtle tension and a kind of feeling of keeping things reined in and orientated the right way for this person that needs to feel a certain way and needs certain guarantees and needs to be liked and needs to be this and needs to be that. So in this moment, feel your body and tell your body that it's free to be as it pleases. That you're just here to taste your body, to feel it. And there too, there's no right or wrong way to taste your body. It's just like going for a walk in the forest. There's no right or wrong way. You just see what comes, the colors, the perfumes. And maybe also the thoughts and the feelings, emotions, just not knowing. What to expect. And if you find yourself in front of a boulder, like a big sensation that doesn't seem to move, and it has a kind of me feeling, me quality to it, just stand with the boulder for a while. See if it comes to life. Listen to it deeply. Does it have a heartbeat? Does it have a vibration? Does it have edges? You just give it a bit of your time, your openness, and then you come back to welcoming the totality of your moment by moment experience. Without focusing on one particular sensation or feeling. You're more aligned with the openness that you are. You're more, in a way, your attention has relaxed back. Your attention is completely open, so there's no focus. But then something calls again, another constellation, another crystallization. And you just go, happy to go spend time. Happy to narrow your focus of attention towards this localization in the body, maybe. Feeling. At some point you stop focusing, you just kind of hover nearby and you explore it. The exploring of it is like a caress. It's very kind. It's a real curiosity. Who are you? What are you? How much space do you need? Here, look, there's all the space that you want. What do you carry within you? Show me, only if you want. I don't need to know. I just want you to know that you can show me. And again, don't forget to stay in touch with the openness, the limitless openness. Like a mother who attends to her crying child, she never loses herself in her child's suffering, but she partakes in her child's suffering completely, but she never forgets that she's the mother, that her belly is relaxed, her arms are open, and yet she's completely with her crying, contracted child. That's the way we are here in the shrine, when we have the courage, when we have the patience, because we're together. Now feel your whole body and feel the weight of your body, and gently release the weight of your body into the earth. Without forcing, you don't impose that on the body, but you just remind the body, you know you like to let go into the earth. Legs, pelvis, arms, shoulders, fingers. Go for it, it's safe. The earth, look, she's completely supportive. She doesn't have any conditions. The hips, more, the knees, the ankles, the shoulders again. Even feel that your legs are sinking into the earth because she's so porous, and that your legs are kind of hanging down. Long legs hanging down, standing 3 meters below. You can even shake your legs in the earth. Feel that, shake them. Yes, and then you can fold them again the way they were to begin with. And now gently elongate your spine, but very gently. It's more like you're inviting your spine to elongate, because a spine likes to elongate. Maybe feeling the top of the head pushing gently towards the ceiling. And then you just really feel inside your torso, the vertebrae, maybe imagine, feel, imagine that there's space between each vertebrae. Each vertebrae is floating one on top of the other. And your head is like a balloon, a helium balloon. It's hovering on top of your spine. And welcome the layers of tension or pain. Don't fight. Open your arms. Bring your breath wherever the breath is needed. It's very kind, gentle. And if there's a big fight, a big no, I hate this, give it space. You know, like a kid that's having a tantrum, you don't want to hold it too tight. There's plenty of space, plenty of ways to meet the body. Now gently let your body begin to move a little bit, your torso. Just see how it wants to move. But keeping the quality of surrender of the pelvis and the legs, so it's a kind of a movement that comes from the rootedness of your pelvis. A very gentle. Begin to taste how your spine is like un roseau, comment on dit en anglais? A very young tree trunk. So it's very pliable. Make sure you include your head, your breath. Yes, and then let the spine, the torso come back to a neutral kind of aligned position, but discover what it is. Don't do it. Discover. How do the shoulders rest? How does the chin rest? The top of the head? And then offer the weight again to the space all around, to the earth. And now let the shoulders float up towards the ears, you know, but you've never done this before, even though you have. It's the first time your shoulders, clouds rising. And here, take a breath in, and with the exhale, just drop your shoulders. And then drop them more, even though the movement has stopped, the energy is dropping. Dissipating, and again the shoulders float up like two clouds, weightless, effortless. Take a breath. Ha! Drop the shoulders. Long inhale, long exhale. Now we do neck and head rolls. Very gentle, don't go too far, especially in the back. Just be with every micro sensation. Completely welcome every sensation. Hello. And then feel that you're not doing it. Feel that it's so effortless that you can just taste it. That you are the open space in which the ripple ripples. And now the other way. Nowhere to go, no reason. I am the space. Welcoming the layers, the feelings, the anticipation, the boredom, the joy, the breath, the whatever. I don't really care. Now the head comes back. Where does it want to go? Let it go. It might go somewhere new. And now the torso, like a ghost, turning towards the right. Your arms are hovering above your lap. And then your hands rest on your left knee. Drop your shoulders, drop your hands, drop your thighs. The head turns towards the right, nothing else, just the head. I am the openness, I am just tasting moment by moment. Welcome the layers, there's so many. Such a mystery. Don't be impatient to get rid of anything or to. The head comes back. Slow, smooth, eternal. And now the whole torso, don't do it, just taste it. You don't live in it, it lives in you, turning towards the right. The hands, the shoulders through the hands into the lap into the earth. Just welcome the posture in its totality. And the head turning towards the left. There isn't a head now, there's just a gliding sensation. Feel your face is allowed to touch the space all around. Your eyes, your forehead, your lips, your mouth, your jaw. The head comes back. You leave a trail of sensation. And now the whole torso comes back. Don't do it. Feel the edges of the body daring to kiss the space all around. I don't live in an enclosed body bag. I live as this borderlessness. So let the body align itself with that. Body space. We come to standing. Take your time. Really take your time. On your way up, you give your body a little stretch. The eyes are closed, feet hip width apart. Feeling standing, feet. Hands. Body, feel your head, your eyes, feel your heart, hear the sound of this voice. Feel life. Feel the movement, even though the body is still, just feel the subtle movement of the body. Let the weight of the body circle around the feet and just Travel from left to right, gently. If you need, you bend your knees a little bit, just gently hovering the weight over to the right, a little bit forward, over to the left. And really pour the weight of the body through the feet a little bit to the back, feel your heels. And your ankles, let your ankles be open. Your knees are open, and then let the weight of the body settle somewhere. Texture, temperature of the feet. Welcome the resistance. Rather than pushing it down, pushing it away, it's like you open wide the door. Yes, hello. Hello, hello. Feel your arms, floating your arms all the way up to the ceiling. Touch the ceiling with your fingertips and then open your arms wide, right and left as they come down. Big arms. Now just the right arm, it falls up, light as a feather, all the way to the ceiling. No weight. Touch the finger to the ceiling. Open your armpit on the right side. And then slowly just trace little circles with the tips of your fingers as the arm descends. Little spirals. Breath is free. I am the open space. Just tasting the right shoulder. Yes, coming down. And then let the right arm go. Let it go. Let the shoulders go more and more. Let your right arm be your arm of energy, arm of sensation. Left arm falling into the space all the way to the ceiling. Touch the ceiling. Open your armpit on the left side. It's shining a light into the space in front. And then little circles as the arm floats back down. I know. Welcome it. Yes, and then let that left arm go. Both arms floating up again, all the way up. Long fingers, palms facing each other, ball of energy. Turn the torso to the left. Turn the torso towards the right. Again to the left, don't do it. Pause. Lengthen the arms, drop the shoulders, surrender the whole body to the space all around. Like a gift. And now torso floating towards the right, don't do it. Welcome the burning in the shoulders, offer it to the space, and now feel the whole posture. Yes, come back. And then just drop the arms down. Ha. Little shaking of the body. Shaking of the shoulders, shaking of the joints, the elbows. Include the head, include the hips. The spine, the breath. Mouth, blah, 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 the lips, and then stop, just stop. Yeah, and just instead of wrapping the energy back in, just really let it buzz out. And then gently just let movement arise. See what arises. Feel that we're together in the shrine and our eyes are closed, but our bodies are moving together. And what moves the body is simple and innocent. And in a few seconds, music will be moving the body. So just complete innocence now, just movement arising in friendship. Because it's our last meeting, I thought I would play some music for us, and it's like a little dance party. So see what comes, but the music might be a surprise to you. It's not going to be spiritual music. So here we go.
Yes. Ooh, yeah. Yes. And
all right, well, gentlemen, I wanna jam it with you.
Feel free to open your eyes, because it's our dance party. We're together.
Hope you like jamming too.
Another one coming, okay? Hold on, because I'm not a DJ by nature, but I'm gonna play another song now. Okay, ready? Here we go. Whoops.
Just smile. I ain't no psychiatrist, I ain't no doctor with degrees.
not done yet, okay, guys?
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're gonna take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're gonna do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary.
Come on, Sophia!
Rolling. Rolling on the river. Listen to the story now. Left a good job in the city. Working for my man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep. And I was worried about the way the thing might have been. It will keep on turning. Ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river.
Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis.
And I
pumped a lot of tank down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city until I hit the ride on the riverboat queen.
Know the
big wheel keep on turning. Oh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river.
We're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling,
rolling,
rolling on a river,
rolling on the
good one.
No. No.
Last one, okay, just a bit. No, settle down. Just come back. Just to like get us back trying. Thank you. This was the one.
Dedicate this song to little Junior Park.
That's better, right?
A cousin of mine is going on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name by saying, I don't know why I love you like I do. After all the changes that you put me through,
you
used all my money and my cigarettes.
Maybe we should do this more often. I think we should. Oof. I'm sweaty. Thank you so much for dancing along. And what's nice is we'll do it again one day, but you have to look at the little squares because then you can make contact. And we should find a way to try to dance with each other in the squares. Okay. Well, now I don't, you guys take over. I don't know what to do. Whoever wants to talk can talk. No leader. If anybody wants to, you know, I don't know, share. Read something that one might have written recently. Hint, hint, hint.
Hi.
Hi, Martina.
I have to be silent. because my boy is sleeping here. But it was really great. Thank you.
I really enjoyed it.
And I looked at the squares as well, and it was really funny. Yeah. It was like all we're dancing in different rooms, but yeah, it was really gorgeous. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for participating.
Yeah.
Remco, I saw you were playing guitar there for a bit.
But good that my mic was muted.
Were you actually playing, though?
Excuse me, what did you say?
Were you actually playing something?
No, not really. No, it was more for the show.
It looked good.
Just banging on my guitar.
I thought that next time I listen to the dog barking, which makes me crazy, I could dance with the dog barking. Or I could turn on music and dance. It was wonderful.
That's a good idea, Ursi.
Instead of obsessing, why don't I just let it
exactly.
So, first of all, you make a great DJ. you pick such great sequences. You said gliding at one point, and I was feeling this ease. And then when you mentioned gliding, and then in the movement with breathing, everything seemed to just fall into place. And it was just delicious, so delicious. I didn't even hear the construction work that continues. It's sort of not there. And so thank you for the journey.
Thank you. Oh boy, it's good to dance, isn't it? Yeah. And with good music as well. You guys are so sweet. It's really, really very sweet. And we don't have to stay all happy. And you know, if anybody has something serious and sad to share, it's very welcome.
I have a technical health issue, but I don't want to get into it too deeply, just lightly. But I have a nerve problem, my ulnar nerve anyway. It's my left side, and it's in my, we don't know. I mean, I've been to many doctors over the years, but not steadfastly. But anyway, it might be muscle compression of the nerve, it might be whatever. They don't know. An MRI won't exactly tell you. I just want to quickly know if someone has a definitive sort of, I think this might help, you know, might Feldenkrais. Because what I notice is, like, for example, Ellen, you know, when you asked us to raise our left arm to the ceiling gently, right, and open it, I mean, there are certain, I mean, the doctors can't locate it with an x-ray, with an MRI. They can't locate it. But I feel with movement, there's things that can be known. And I'm wondering, does anyone know, like, is there a way to investigate something so complex as all the muscles around the shoulder and the neck and the back as a way to find this pressure point?
I would have thought more than a modality, it would be a practitioner that you get referred to that is in something like Feldenkrais or, I don't know, chiropractic, or that you would find a person that's very good. It could, because the modality in itself is, it's more the healing talent of a person.
Right, a person.
And this community might, but of course, you're where are you in the world?
Mobile, Alabama.
Alabama. but if anybody has any ideas for Karen.
Just put it in the chat or.
Yeah, put it in the chat. It sounds difficult.
It is.
Acupuncture also might help.
Thank you.
Good luck with it.
Thank you.
So just before we started today, I was feeling a little bit down about my, I don't want to go into the details, but the aging process in this body. And then when you played the music, it was all the music from my college years. and realizing that, hey, this body can still rock out.
Mm.
Just as much as that she did, you know, 50 years ago.
Cool.
It was great.
I could see you rock out. It's cool. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.
Yeah, kind of echoing that. I felt really sort of tired and contracted and with pains before when the session started, and it was, oh no, this is horrible. And then I was a bit resistant to dancing, but actually it soon really burst out of me. And I had a similar experience at the Butterfield Festival a couple of weeks ago, where I arrived feeling really down and tired. Why am I here? And then I ended up doing a 3-hour ecstatic dance, like a marathon dancing. Energy exploding out of me. Only about a third of the people made it all the way through. And it was such a lesson in blockage of energy, you know, how I can think I'm tired and I need to rest. Mm-hmm. But actually it's blocked. It's not, there's tons of energy in there, actually.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Cool.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to be tempted to do this every time. But Hilka, you don't have to read what you wrote in the meeting on the Facebook group. But if you want to, you can. But it's a whole different quality. But I just want to say something about what you wrote, and if you are I don't know if any of you are on the Facebook group. It's called, what's it called? Meeting in the Shrine. Yeah, some of us share sometimes, and Hilka wrote something yesterday or today, and I think it comes out of this exploration of the body, and it's. It was really very beautiful what you wrote, Hilka, and not easy. What the place that it was written from is a very difficult place, and I really felt like I'm happy to know that somehow this gathering, the shrine, helps us to go places, you know, that are really quite difficult. That's an understatement, actually. For some of us, the places we go are very difficult. And not necessarily during the gatherings, but outside the gatherings, but that maybe this sharing together gives us what it takes to stay in those very difficult places. And there's a redemption, there's a kind of bringing them back to life, or through, in this case, through writing. Not always, it could be nothing, just being there or moving or, but anyway. So, and thank you, Hilka, for sharing that.
Thank you. My English is not my original language, so I should need to practice a little bit the speaking. And
yes,
but what happened when I shared it? It really touched me more, the pain, and so that it opens up something. When you are seen, when your pain is seen,
That's right.
I see it more closely myself,
yes.
And it opened more compassion in me.
So I realized how important it is to share. And I'm thank you, everyone, each of you, that you have been sitting with me with this. And I have built those muscles to stay with her, because I feel that that's the depth, the original existential fear is there.
Yes, exactly.
This, like, disappearing, the body disappearing. Mm. And then how the mother is begging in our feet to be recognized. Mm. Always there. Mm. Beauty. Mm. Thank you for validating.
Mm. Welcome, Hilka. And I just want to add also the writing, that not everybody is a writer, but some of us, not that we're writers, we're going to publish books, but writing can really save your life. And I don't mean save your life like you were going to die. Save your life. Like, something about writing has a real power. So I encourage anybody who wants to write from anything, really, to, and bring it to that Facebook group, and if you feel it. And yeah, anyway, blah, blah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, I just wanted to share a little bit.
Who's speaking? Oh, Remco, hi again.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, so before holiday season is starting, that I feel really thankful as well for these meetings. And I think it's 2 months ago that I started here for the first time. And coming out of a period of a few years struggling with some physical issues with my body, lost a lot of confidence in my body. And yeah, although it sometimes looked like very small and simple movement exercises, it's for super helpful for me to restore this kind of trust in movement in my physical body. And it helps me relaxing while moving as well. So yeah, I really like joining, and thank you again, and enjoy your holiday.
thank you, Remco. Yeah, nice to have you, and nice to hear your voice and get to know you a bit.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah. You're welcome.
Where do you live, Remco?
I live in the Netherlands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Yu-Yu? Eugene's dad had a stroke not so long ago, and Eugene's been struggling with that. Do you want us to say hi? And
hi.
Oh, I know.
Thank you for your presence, everyone. My mom also had a stroke, so they both have strokes. Oh. And that they're both left paralyzed, and yeah, it's been really hard.
But they're in South Korea, and Eugene is in. Are you in Denmark? You're in Denmark, right?
Norway.
Norway. I mixed them up.
Yeah. I just wanted to. I don't know. Actually, I have a question. I've been very shy to ask. You know, in this new age spirituality, we often talk about self-love, loving yourself, embodying yourself. And in the context of what we are following, I don't know how to approach this, because I think I'm not really loving myself and embodying myself. But what is self here? I just wanted to ask that question.
Mm.
That's quite a big question, isn't it? I don't think we can love ourselves, like we can't press the button, love myself, but I think we can begin to touch the place how we don't love ourselves. And I think what Hilke was saying about the sharing, I think that is a huge, it's a very important aspect. Like somehow, because the initial traumas that led to these not loving myself habits came within relationships, usually within early relationships with our caregivers or our teacher, whatever. So it's not surprising that it's in sharing with another being that's kind and there present, there's a kind of relaxation that can happen. And that itself is teaching you self-love. Self-love is just relaxation in a way, that you're okay, that you're good, that you're just allowed to be here because God decided that Eugene was what she wanted, along with all the other beings. And so ask it again and again. Don't feel you have to do it by yourself, Eugene. We can't do it by ourselves. And I mean, I'm not, the non-dual pointers are very helpful in when you're in meditation or listening to a non-dual guidance. Presumably you're in touch with the love that you are, but that's not always the case, you know. But sometimes, yes, sometimes we can feel the invisible, infinite love that is our essence. But sometimes we can't. And it doesn't mean it's not there, but nevertheless, we can't feel it. And so something is needed. The longing needs to be expressed, and the reaching towards a friend or a therapist or whatever. Oh. We'll be thinking of you, Eugene.
I really resonate with that. It brings to mind how in various groups over the last 10 years, say meditation retreats, say particularly with Martin Elwood at the Moulin du Chavre, or different kinds of work at a place called Osho Lila in Dorset, and sharing things. And when there's a group of people sharing things, and to realize that I'm not alone and that other people have quite similar difficult experiences. It's so easy to feel that I'm the only one somehow, even though it doesn't make any sense. But and I still feel it at times that somehow I'm the only one who's suffering more weirdly and badly than everybody else.
But you are, Keith, didn't you know that? God did single you.
Yeah, it shows, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. But that sharing, wow, because it's quite hard to do. But when I've done it and there's been a space for it, wow. Yeah, that's been massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi,
Maria Rosa.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for everything you shared. And you're not the only one that doesn't love herself, Eugene. Welcome to the club. I'm afraid it's many of us. And what I wanted to say is that, yeah, I wanted to thank Coco for her beautiful poems that have touched our hearts, at least mine. all throughout this period that I've been joining. And I wanted to thank, of course, Ellen for her guidance that I treasured a lot, very much. Yeah, it has been very important for me.
Thank you, Mario Rosa.
Thank you.
It's been lovely to have you. I mean, each one of you, but, you know, each one has a vibrancy, a different. So hope to see you in the fall. And
yeah, it was very important for me to, I find, to just get in touch with my body in this way again, you know. So this was very, very special. So thank you. And I'm not going to take any more of your time, and I'm going to hang up. Bye.
Well, Coco, maybe that's an... Oh, Helen. Go for it, Helen.
Hi, I just wanted to say that doing the dancing this particular week was just so incredible, because it just reminded me really of Femke. It was a nice celebration and memory, because in the retreats that I've been to with you, in the flesh, and you played music, Femke used to really come alive. It was such a medium that she resonated with, and it was like such a nice farewell to her, you know. Yeah, because she won't be joining us in
spirit.
Yeah, it really felt like just the perfect timing for her to, you know, like a farewell to her.
Yeah, I mentioned her a few weeks ago, and she was still on this planet, so to speak, and she passed away about 10 days ago. Very peacefully, actually. And anyway, some of you may know her, Femke. But yeah, she did love to dance. Thank you, Helen, for remembering.
Yeah, that was lovely. So good timing this week for that, for me as well.
Yeah,
it was really good. And yeah, thank you, Corinne. Love hearing your poems. Love your enthusiasm. So gorgeous. Can't wait till we can have a hug. Somewhere in Garrison, maybe.
Thanks, Helen. Coco, you have something for us?
I wasn't crying earlier, but... Oh, I just love you guys so much, and... I wish I could say it, but I hope you can feel it. Oh dear, these meetings are to me, and just a privilege to, I don't know, be with us all. And Hilke, what you said of just about just being known, just feeling known, is, I think, I feel, just will cure the world of its ills. It will cure the world of what brings it sadness, and I'll just say, and that also though can be, like, I've been going through this thing, I don't know, about like feeling not well physically, but also being beset by this despair. And I mentioned it before, and I don't want to be so like dramatic, but I yesterday was feeling that, like, I couldn't stand it. And I was just, David White says this thing, like, I think of it as talking to God. And because I love God and I feel God's presence so often and so deeply, but sometimes I forget, right? And so, but David White says, calling the importance of asking for seen and unseen help. So I was just like yesterday, God, I need to feel how much you love me. I need it now, like really. So whatever, I can look around and like think of so many things I'm grateful for and really even just feel them. But still, you know. So anyway, I opened this email and this is the poem. Ellen, you will love this name and you guys will love this name. Guess what it's called? It's called Cast All Your Votes for Dancing. And it is a pure medicine poem. And that is the, well, anyway, that's just what I wanted to say. Oh, before I forget, Hilke, I understand if you don't want to read your thing. But I would love to read it so much if you would just send it to Ellen and Ellen could send it to us. Because I don't like going on Facebook. And
I'll do that. I'll copy and paste it on our email.
So anyway, this poem. Oh, so just also just don't, like, please remember to ask for help. Because it is always there. And so this is, and just to look for every sign of it around. But, okay, this is this poem. And then I have one more, if I could, but it's called Cast All Your Votes for Dancing. I know the voice of depression still calls to you. I know these habits that can ruin your life still send their invitations. But you are with the friends now and look so much stronger. You can stay that way and even bloom. Keep squeezing the drops. Oh, I'm sorry. This is from Hafiz, by the way. Just, sorry. You can stay that way and even bloom. Keep squeezing drops of the sun from your prayers and work and music and from your companions' beautiful laughter. Keep squeezing drops of the sun from the sacred hands and glance of your beloved. And my dear, from the most insignificant moments, from the most insignificant movements of your own holy body. Learn to recognize the counterfeit coins that may buy you just a moment of pleasure, but then drag you for days like a broken man behind a farting camel. You are with the friend now. Learn what actions of yours delight him. What actions of yours bring freedom and love. Whenever you say God's name, dear pilgrim, my ears wish my head was missing so they could finally kiss each other and applaud all your nourishing wisdom. Oh, keep squeezing drops of the sun from your prayers and work and music and from your companions' beautiful laughter and from the most insignificant movements of your own holy body. Now, sweet one, be wise. Cast all your votes for dancing.
That is an amazing poem. Thank you.
That is Hafiz, and it's Daniel Ledinsky does his own thing with Hafiz, so he should be mentioned too, of course. But I wanted to also read you one of my poems. And Ellen, I think you've heard this poem, but I've just felt this week that I wanted to share it with you. It was actually written at a retreat, one of Rupert's retreats a couple of years ago. And I was sitting in the room and there was this couple nearby, this beautiful couple who love each other so much. So this is that poem. And it's called What We Cannot Aptly Call by Name, for Mani and Sharika. When I looked up from meditation the other day, there you were. And I felt the gentle warmth of your love for each other. It made me want to write a poem. As I sit here now reflecting, this is what comes to mind. A carefully tended garden, a clearing of fertile space where a kaleidoscope of glowing, growing, multi-hued forms appear in seeming random fashion and take shape. One morning, a drop of dew wakes to find itself inexplicably balanced on a blade of new grass with a whole radiant world inside. A single teardrop in timeless motion finds its way down a soft cheek, while the mysteries of the universe rest in its salty body. Each form that comes is fresh, innocent of any previous conception of should, liberated from the confines of why. There are no containers that can hold light. No answer to any question could possibly give a satisfactory explanation as to the existence of ocean or sky. Imagine something as mysterious, as perfectly designed as the pupil of a hummingbird's eye. What of the brilliance that allows it to see? How about a butterfly who, still wet with creation's pen, emerges at last from its dark enclosed chamber and finally finds flight as and into an astonishing expanse of color and light? Or consider a seed, the intelligence at its heart, the undeniable energy of creation, pulsing in the wee husk as it begins its journey in the darkness alone. Such curious absence of striving on display as it rises up and roots down at once through untold weight and solidity of dirt until by some miracle it appears one of the tenderest, most vulnerable of objects. Toward nothing it can aptly call by name. It seems that for now, this is how we are called to live in this world, to relent and release our lives into the very heart of the silence that draws us forth, compelling us to find our way from and through and toward that which we cannot aptly call by name.
Thank you, Cuckoo. You are so such a blessing.
Anybody can unmute yourselves now. Thank you, Corinne. That was absolutely beautiful. Both poems.
Thank you, Cuckoo.
Thank you, Cuckoo. It was absolutely exquisite. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Love you all so much.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you, Ellen.
Hi, Ben and Eyal.
Thank you so much. I really missed you.
It's nice to see you again. So, friends, come. We'll send a newsletter, but we'll be back in September. Mm-hmm. Miss you.
And we have a new website coming.
What did you say, Eugene?
Have a new website coming.
Oh yes, we have a new website coming, which will hopefully be easier to navigate. Well, not that anyway.
Thanks, Ellen.
Thanks, Len and Anna.
That's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, very sweet.
And thank you for all your services, all the mails. You will so quickly reply in the mails of Ellen. Thank you for that. Yeah, thank you, Ellen, for your love.
Thank you, Aisha. See you soon.
See you soon.
Bye bye, everyone. Bye, Dawn. Nice to come. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye bye. Enjoy your summer.
Bye.
See you on the other side of August.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Mm. Bye, Sophia, Sandra, Ursi, Rianne, Annie.
Mm-hmm. Bye, Ellen.
Bye, Remco.
Bye.
Bye, Hilka.
Just breathing.
Leslie.
Mm-hmm.